أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. So the focus for this talk is going to be exclusively Ayatul Kursi, known as Sayyidatul Ayatul Quran, the chief of all the verses of the Quran. It's Ayah 255 of Suratul Baqarah. Many instances when whenever the Prophet was asked, what is the best of what was revealed to you? And his consistent answer was always Ayatul Kursi. Now Ali alayhi salam says that there's not a single night since I heard Ayatul Kursi that I would not recite it. It in essence conceptualizes our belief of Allah. Let's look at the word Kursi first. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when asked about it, says it has diverse attributes. It is a manifest door of the unseen from which all things come. The door of knowledge of states and conditions, of measures and limits, of will and intention, of words and actions, of beginning and return. So with the 9 sections of Ayatul Kursi, the subject is Allah. So all 9 sections are a description of Allah. So let's start. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is no God but He, the Hayy and the Qayyum. Let's try and understand these 2 attributes. Al-Hayy is the living. In essence, it means that all life that exists is because of Him. Qayyum comes from Qaim, which means to stand. In other words, He keeps things standing. He keeps them intact. He's constantly watching over them to keep them together. So, Al-Hayy is the source of all life. Al-Qayyum is the permanent maintainer of all life. All attributes come from Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum. And then the next section, لَا تَعْقُدُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Sina is the drowsiness or the tiredness, the exhaustion that comes just before sleep. So the watching over them, the maintaining of my creation, he says, does not tire him. So what does he watch over? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. For him, or he possesses whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. So he watches over all his creation. And then he emphasizes his exclusive ownership. He says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ إِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. He asks the question, who can intercede with him except by his permission? In essence, there is no cause, no instrument which is independent of the will of Allah. Every cause is a cause because Allah has made it so. So whatever effect and influence it has on anything is in fact done with the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intercession means being an intermediary in the world of cause and effect. But He exclusively owns all. And then the next part. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He knows what is before them and what is behind them. Means that He encompasses time as well. It means that He encompasses them completely. Whoever He may have given permission to intercede does not mean that they can do anything without His prior permission. Nor can anyone take undue advantage of the intercession. And then emphasized again, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. They cannot comprehend anything of His knowledge except what He wills. In other words, He encompasses everything. What He wills is the degree of one's closeness to Him, which is directly proportional to one's remoteness from other than Him. The more one sees the way of the Rabb in everything, the more one will have knowledge of the Rabb, and thus of oneself. He knows more about me and you than we know about ourselves. And then he says, وَسِيَ قُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth. In other words, His all-encompassing divine authority, divine position, by which the heavens and the earth are maintained, possessed, managed, and known. And ultimately, it's also a degree of divine knowledge. And that is why it is then followed by وَلَا يَعُوذُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. and their preservation does not tire him. It's a phenomenal authority. It spans the heavens and the earth. And it doesn't tire him because he's Aliyul Azim. Al-Ali, the Most High, ultimately higher than even the Kursi. And then Al-Azim, the Mighty, or the Greatest. No greatness can be compared to his. Now let's look at the awesome symmetry in Ayatul Kursi. 9 parts. Now let's look at the first part. It starts with 2 attributes. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Al-Hay, the living. Al-Qayyum, the ever-maintaining, the self-subsisting. And it ends with 2 attributes. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ, the Most High and the Most Great. All the parts also are possible because of these 4 attributes. Now let's look at the second part. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. He never gets drowsy or he never sleeps. Look at the second last part. وَلَا يَعُوذُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Looking after them, preserving them, does not tire him. It doesn't lead to sleep and drowsiness. Look at the third part. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. He possesses whatever is in the heavens and the earth. Not only does he possess it, but look at the third from the last. وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He also has complete authority and knowledge over it. Then look at the fourth part. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. None can intercede without his permission. And then look at the corresponding 6th part. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ إِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. Even if they have permission, they cannot comprehend anything of his knowledge except what he wills. And finally, they all revolve around the part which says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He knows what is before and he knows what is behind. And this is the absolutely awesome symmetry of Ayatul Kursi. The next 2 ayats, 256 and 257, are often read with Ayatul Kursi. So let's look at these 2 verses. It starts off with, لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in the life transaction. There are a few narrations about when this verse was revealed. There is one that states that there was a man from the Ansar whose name was Hussein, who had 2 sons who were Christians and he was a Muslim. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, should I not compel them because they have refused to be Muslims? They want to remain as Christians. And then this verse was sent down, la ikraha fid din. There is no compulsion in the right in the life transaction. Basically, because قد تبين الرشد من الغي, the right way is very, very distinct from error. So whoever rejects corruption and covering up the truth and believes in Allah, he has taken hold of the firmest handle which will never break. And Allah is hearing and knowing. So it's very specific here. Allah is saying there can be no coercion. This is straight after Ayatul Kursi. So in essence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you knew me like this, why would you need to be coerced into believing in me? I was, am, will be, always the best. And la ikraha fid din doesn't mean pick and choose. Once you have submitted, then remember the word gafa, then you have to be totally submitted. The choice was before. It's like registering yourself at the institution. If you registered yourself with the Baqarah Learning Institution, then with it comes everything else. The uniform, the rules, the everything. And that's the only way you will get maximum benefit from it. And he continues to say, if you reject corruption and covering up the truth, in other words, you reject those who cross the line, then you have taken hold of Urwatul Wuthqa. Urwatul Wuthqa is the firmest, strongest anchor, which will never break. Lan fisama laha. In other words, you're holding on to the safety belt of protective conduct during the journey of life. We cannot impose on others a safe journey along the path of mercy, because many prefer just to meander on the side tracks that are around the straight path. And then ayah 257. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the protective guardian of those who believe. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He brings them out of the darkness into the light. We were born in darkness, but through submission, through our iman and right actions, we are prompted to know the underlying cause and sustaining factor of creation, which is Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The essence of our ruh, of our spirit, is nur, is light. And he says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. Corruption and covering up the truth veil the knowledge of this essence. And thus, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They remain in turmoil and fire because they have earned it. The journey from this darkness to light is like coming out of the barrenness of a desert into the lush garden of a beautiful oasis. Its opposite is like the journey from the inherent light of creation to the darkness of a self-spun cocoon, a tomb of selfishness, mistrust, and isolation. I'd like to end with some of the benefits of reciting Ayatul Kursi, but when I say recite, it's reciting, memorizing, understanding, applying, and teaching. The Prophet said, in Ayatul Kursi there are 50 words. For each word there are 50 blessings and good in it. One who recites it every morning will be in the protection of Allah. It provides a light in the grave for our marhumin. Frequent recitation makes one's death easy. When leaving home, if you recite it, a group of angels is assigned to protect you. If recited twice, two groups of angels. And if recited thrice, Allah tells the angels not to worry, as He Himself takes care of it. If you recite it before you go to sleep, it'll ensure protection during the night. Recitation after salah ensures the acceptance of the salah. To increase vision, if you have a problem with your eyes, recite Surah Al-Fatiha once, then Ayatul Kursi, and then say, Ya Allah, I seek refuge for the light of my eyes by the light of Allah, which never extinguishes. If you have any difficulty in life, then the Prophet ﷺ said, recite the first four ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah, then Ayatul Kursi, and then the last three ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah, and you will not be inflicted with any difficulty and your problems will disappear. Shaitan will also not come near you and you will not forget the Qur'an. Whenever Rasulullah used to recite Ayatul Kursi, he would smile and he would say, indeed, this is a treasure from the Rahman, from beneath the arsh, beneath the throne. And he said, if you knew the spiritual benefits of Ayatul Kursi, you'd never leave its recitation, regardless of the state you find yourself in. So welcome to a lifetime of reciting Ayatul Kursi and enjoying its blessings. Inshallah, more tomorrow.